early on in May, the Detroit Tigers were pretty much at rock bottom. But sometime in the middle of May, things started turning around, and now the Tigers have back-to-back winning months, and they're well on their way for a winning July. After taking 2 of 3 over the White Sox this past weekend, Detroit won their third straight last night after a 7-3 win at Texas. Willy Peralta pitched 7 scoreless innings for the Tigers. Detroit's back in Texas tonight at 8:05, a 7:45 pregame on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox dropped their third straight after an 8-5 loss in Minnesota, where Twins rookie Bailey Ober picked up his first Major League victory. And while the Sox losing streak is at 3, the Cubs losing streak has now reached 10 straight after Philadelphia hit 5 home runs in a 13-3 blowout victory over the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Game 1 of the NBA Finals is tonight with Milwaukee at Phoenix at 9 o'clock. The NHL's Stanley Cup Finals are headed back to Tampa Bay after Montreal avoided the sweep with a 3-2 overtime victory at the Bell Center last night in Game 4. Game 5 will be Wednesday night as the Lightning look to win back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. Some sad news out of the NHL. Columbus Blue Jackets goaltending prospect Matis Kivlenyks was killed this weekend in Novi after police say that he was hit in the chest by an errant shot from a fireworks mortar. He played 8 games in Columbus, but he spent most of the last 4 seasons with the Cleveland Monsters in the American Hockey League. NFL news, top overall draft pick Trevor Lawrence has signed his rookie contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Lawrence's contract is projected to be worth $36.8 million, along with a $24.1 million signing bonus. Lawrence's college teammate and fellow Jacksonville draft pick, running back Travis Etienne, is still unsigned. The U.S. women's soccer team completed their pre-Olympic tune-ups with a 4-0 victory over Mexico last night. The U.S. women's team is 39-1-1 overall against Mexico, and the U.S. women are undefeated in their last 44 matches overall, which is the second longest streak in team history. The team now sets their sights on the gold medal in Tokyo. The first match in the Tokyo Games is on July 21st against Sweden. And no games yesterday in Minor League Baseball's High A Central League. Today, Beloit visits South Bend, West Michigan travels to Dayton, and Lansing makes the short trip to Midland to face Great Lakes. All those games start at 7:05. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Tuesday, July 6th, I'm Dave Wolf.